get some clothes, I gotta go. Oh, oh Lordy, guess I'm never gonna lose a freight train blues. That girl can keep a good man broke. I got the freight train blues. Lordy, 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 I got them in the bottom of my rambling shoes. When the whistle blows, I gotta go. Oh, oh lordy, guess I'm never gonna lose a freight train.
You don't need to do that. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that.
They didn't have to do it, I guess, Pete. You were right.
Say, well, one thing, we would like a little more Bob's voice in the monitor, please, and also a little more guitar in the monitor.
Always more guitar. That's
yes, just turn off the other instruments, please.
And just turn on the guitar.
I'm glad that you came to see my band.
Tim's been talking about getting these T-shirts made up that say, "Turn me up" on them. Yeah. In front of
Well, maybe this is the time to introduce the band here. Pete, why don't you have the honors tonight? Some of you may know Peter Ostrushko here.
Start over here on this end. I guess it's my left, your right, from San Francisco, California. We got her on a trade-in from the 49ers during last season's training.
She's a free agent, wasn't she?
She's a hell of a good bass player. We were real glad to have her in the band.
Swell
sometimes.
She's a swell guy, Pete.
No. She's not a swell guy. No, this is Miss Barb Montoro. As Bob likes to say, we had a real trooper on our hands when we knew that Barb joined the band in the middle of February, and she moved up to Minneapolis, Minnesota from San Francisco, and we knew we had someone who could deal with most anything at that point.
She didn't think that Minnesota winters were for real, but after we hauled her bass off the dog team, she was convinced. We unloaded it off there. Welcome to Minnesota. set her up in her own igloo.
And in the middle here, we have Mr. Tim Hennessy, who comes from Dinah, Minnesota.
The coal mine region of Lori Dinah.
And over there in the end is Mr. Bob Douglas, who comes from Houston, Texas. Well, we're going to sing a little tune here that reminds us of our home. Tim and I live in the same house. He's my downstairs neighbor, and we live on an island in the middle of the Mississippi River. It's a real enjoyable place. I don't know if you people have had a chance to see the Mississippi, but it's a nice place. We enjoy living there, don't we, Tim?
We do. Even though you can't eat the fish, it's still very pretty.
Tim goes for snow trout in the wintertime. He's a big sports fan for snow trout. We see him out there. It's like ice fishing.
So if I like to fly fish, and there's nothing, you can't just throw your line in the water, it'll freeze up. So I go out in the fields and fish for snow trout. I don't have much luck, but I...
He also spends a lot of time skinning snow snakes for... and snow snipes.
For my hat bands. Well, here we go, Bob, why don't we just do this here?
You guys just go, keep on going.
Keep on talking. Keep digging, and then we'll jump in. Moderato?
Moderato or allegro?
Obligato.
Obligato.
Mississippi shore. I love that river and will forever. It's calling everywhere I go. To that land I'm going, never gonna roam no more. I'll be so happy with Lenny and Pappy on the Mississippi shore. Your lady, I'll be happy on the Mississippi shore. Picking in a playing round my cabin door, old men singing on the river shore. Happiness is with them every night and day, and on the river they will stay. Hear that steamboat blowing on the Mississippi shore. I love that river and will forever. It's calling everywhere I go. Mississippi shore. Roll along, O river, take me as you go. The best companion that I know. And when the master calls me, lay me down to rest in the land that I love best. I can hear that steamboat blowing on the Mississippi shore. I love that river and will forever. It's calling everywhere I go. To that land I'm going, never gonna roam no more.
Well, now it's time to get funky with Peter. That's right. We're going to do our, this is the closest thing we get to funk music here. We're going to do a number that Peter wrote. Peter, when he was just a young strap of a man, went down to the public library with one thing in mind, As a folk musician, he had yet to write a song about trains, so he was going to go down there as a folk musician and do some research and come up with a good song about trains. He opened up the Time Life book on the Old West, and there was George DeVol there, just one little paragraph about him, and hence a song was born. And this is just a little note, folks, to let you know, especially you college students, that you too can use your education to great avail here. You can use that creative spark and your education, go down to the library using the Dewey Decimal System and find just the subject that you're looking for and write songs about it, and soon you might be on the road just like us, away from home and all that stuff. So.
Yes, Bob is the only one, I think, in this band that graduated from college, and I always like to think that college prepares you so well for what you're going to do in life. What was your major in school, Bob?
Philosophy, and I've been very philosophical about the rest of my life.
Now, I guess this guy was a true character. His name was George DeVol, and he was a gambler who made a living taking advantage of people on the trains in the Old West.
And he wasn't nearly as nice of a guy as this song makes him out to be. That's true.
You ready?
2, 3.
Riding this train.
Friends,
well, actually, it was a friend of mine who helped me with the words on that tune.
I bet you don't remember his name.
No, it's one of those embarrassing moments when you're caught and you're thinking about the dirty laundry and the dozen of eggs that you forgot to buy at the store on the way up. You know?
What were you thinking about, Bare Feet? Aren't I allowed to ask? Is that forbidden territory? The depths, the recesses. Are you gonna play your fiddle on this one, or are you gonna?
We're gonna have the tall guy in the middle now, Mr. Tim Hennessy, who, when things get going real good and everybody's having a real good time, Tim brings them all down with some tragic song about
when the going gets weird, the weird get going. That's...
We're gonna ask since Tim to dedicate this one to Peter. Really bum him out, would you? No, actually, Tim's a great crooner, and he's going to do a Hank Williams tune, I think, right here.
That's right. This is we put this on a record, and it surprised me. I was thinking about it, and I realized that it was probably about the first song that I ever learned to sing in front of people. You know, as a country singer, you know, I got up in front of a bunch of people at a hospital I worked at, and sang. It was in a mental health ward, and I sang nothing but old, slow Hank Williams songs, and I don't think it went over real good. Everybody was depressed already.
I could probably relate to you better than any bar on inch you ever had.
This got kind of a Cajun feel, though. It's a pretty song here. Peter, would you give me the fiddle on that?
Ba-da-ba-da! I haven't listened to our record in a long time. Usually I've been going under this phrase that my dad used to tell me, you know, he used to give me these helpful hints to live by, and one of them was, I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy, but I think it might be the other way around tonight.
Weary blues from waiting. Lord, I've been waiting too long. These blues have got me fired.
you very much.
Thank you. Well, we do come from Minnesota, and up in Minnesota, in some areas we're told you got to play a train song, you got to play a bluegrass song. Well, where we're from, you got to play a polka. And if you don't, you'll get rocked right off the stage. And
you better play a lot of polkas.
Yeah, a lot of polkas, a lot of shashas. Well, we're going to play a polka, and this is one that Peter wrote. And it's a good old Ukrainian Minnesota polka called the Charleston Polka.
Well, I wrote it in a van while I was going through Charleston, West Virginia one time. But I didn't finish it till I got home, so.
This also features what we like to call the dark chords. Peter is sometimes known as the Doctor of Darkness. And it's because of his Ukrainian heritage that we believe it has something to do with it. It gives him the somber, the minors, you know.
You see but somebody swooping about and singing minor chords.
Tim's been taking Ukrainian lessons, and
oh boy,
I try to teach him a new phrase every week.
Ukrainian phrase of the day.
And we've taken to showing our audiences some Ukrainian now and then. Would you like to teach these people?
Well, here's a good one. I've got a good one. This is something that Peter's mother always used to say to him, and I've heard her say it now, and I know just what she means. It's a phrase that will help you through your life, and it goes like this. It goes, "Kaitaba." Kachka Kopna.
Hi, Taber.
Taber.
Hi, Taber.
Kachka. They'll think you're from the south.
Let's try it here. Hi, Taber. Kachka. Kopna.
Kopna.
Right.
What does it mean, Pete?
That means go let the ducks kick you.
Yeah, that'll be useful.
Something. I find
I think
it helpful.
There's. I think.